Good morning, Jane.
Hi, Brian. Good morning.
2 years ago, you had severe writer's block. How did you overcome that? And was it linked to COVID in any way?
Well, I can't use the excuse of COVID for my writer's block, but COVID certainly was a played a part in my recording. But no, I did have writer's block. It had been a while since I had brought out my first album, and I had been working with some kids' music projects and in that kind of kids' music space. And I really hadn't been writing songs for Jane Walker. And when I sat down, I had an opportunity arose to work with a producer, and it was up to me to come up with some songs. And I found it really difficult to do it. And I just have to sort of sit there and grapple with my. It was a feeling that, can I do this again? I'm feeling like I'm inadequate. I've lost my confidence a bit, really. And then what ended up happening was I just examined what it was that was the resistance in me, and I ended up writing a song called Lazy, and that sort of broke, that sort of. Broke the block, if you like, because I felt suddenly as though, well, I can write about the fact that I'm being lazy and I don't want to do the work, and I just want to go outside, and that's how I got over it. And then I sort of got back into that habit of self-reflection and looking at, well, what is it inside me that's coming up? What are my feelings? Because it's a process of self-reflection, songwriting for me at least, and it's a bit of a habit, really.
You spent some time in the UK. When was that?
Yeah, I mean, I spent some time in the UK in the late 90s. I was over there and the early 2000s. Yeah, and I did my first gig as a songwriter at the 12 Bar Club in Soho in London, and did my first recordings over there as well. And I really loved my time in London and around the UK, just sort of connecting with some of the amazing musicians that are over there.
You're a member of Cockatoo Kids, a children's music group, and I do like your song Rocky the Rooster. Can you tell us a little about that?
Thank you, Brian. I love the fact that you like Rocky the Rooster. Yeah, so Cockatoo Kids is a music group that I co-created with a Sydney schoolgirl called Coco Espy, and she lives with cerebral palsy, and she'd been getting a bit frustrated trying to play the piano. It was a bit difficult for her, and she said to me one day, "Can we write a song?" Which I, as a songwriter, I thought, "Wow, what a fun idea!" So we ended up writing a song about some animals and that she'd seen on her family holiday, and then we both were so excited that we said, "Let's write another song," and we ended up writing an album of songs, and they're all about animals. We sort of stuck to the animal theme, and yeah, we released an album. It's called Wildlife, and one of the songs is Rocky the Rooster, and I support a group called Ocean Recovery Alliance. I'm an ambassador for them, and they do a lot of amazing work for the oceans and the waterways of the world. And the guy who sort of his organization it is, the founder, is a guy called Doug Woodring. He's based in Hong Kong, and he said to me, "We need a song about a rooster for a theatre show that we're putting together for kids in Southeast Asia, and we need this rooster to be a sort of a call to action to sort of recycle and reuse your rubbish, and anyway, so that's where Rocky the Rooster came from. So Rocky, with his cockle-doodle doo every morning, it's a wake-up call to remember to sort of recycle and reuse our rubbish.
Time to rise and shine.
Where can people get a hold of that album, say for their grandchildren or their children? And what age group is it aimed at?
It's young kids. So it's kids from about 3 to 6, 3 to 7. And they can get that Spotify, Apple Music, but they can also buy the CD. If they go to the cockatoo kids.com is the website, they can buy a CD online. And we've got t-shirts, we've got posters, we've got some really lovely posters actually. And proceeds of the merchandise and the music go to Taronga Conservation Society, which does a lot of conservation work for animals all around Australia and also overseas. And also the Children's Hospitals Foundation. So it's for some very good causes, that project. Yeah.
Your new song called Wondering Why. What's that song about?
That song came out of my latest songwriting sessions, and as I was reflecting on, well, what's going on in me, I realized I was actually feeling happy. I was feeling happy despite what was going on in the world, despite some of the crazy things going on in the world, whether it's floods, droughts, crazy politicians, COVID, lockdowns. And so it is about finding happiness of some type despite what's going on in the world, and actually feeling good, feeling happy. So the song's about that, and it's also about some of the fears that can come up in a new relationship, you know, where you feel like, can I actually allow myself to feel happy? You know, all those fears that can come up, like, what if this doesn't last? What if this doesn't work out? Am I going to get hurt? Is this the right thing? All those sorts of fears.
Jane, thank you very much for talking. It's been good.
Lovely to talk to you, Brian.
Did not expect to meet you. It came out of the blue. You took my hand to cross the street. You seemed to feel it too. We walked along beside the sea and gazed up at the stars. I wonder if it's meant to be, and I can drop my guard. Despite all that I see going on in the world, I've been starting to smile, and I've been wondering why I'm feeling so high. Despite all that I see that is going on in the world, I've been starting to smile, and I've been wondering why I'm feeling so hard. May blow and toss me high and low. feeling so high. I've been wondering why.